Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so time to mix it up, change it up again. I've got an interesting show lined up for you today. Have you thought about traveling? Have you thought about taking some vacation? Well, doggone it, you ought to if you're not, because I've heard a rumor that taking some time off can make you a lot more productive. So I've invited a special local guest to come on the program with me here. She's in the studio. Maricel Alleman is Vice President of Cruise Elite, and they are a local provider of travel agents services, not just cruises, a bunch of other stuff as well. So, Maricel, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure to have you. And so, first, let me get the confession out of the way. I have enjoyed using your services.
Great.
We'll get that out of the way. I have used Cruise Elite to help me with some travel, and it has been very good. We've had some family vacations. I start counting how many, at least two or three. And they have been great, and they've been fun, and they were what we expected, and I was not disappointed.
That's wonderful to hear.
Okay, that's good feedback, right?
Yes, it is. Well, one thing that we pride ourselves in is that we treat our clients like we like to be treated ourselves. So whatever it is that we can do for you, we don't just take your reservation and forget about you until you leave. Whatever we can help you with, whether it be making additional shore excursions if you're going on a cruise, if you're going on a land tour, making dinner reservations, babysitting services we've even set up, whatever it takes to get you the best experience.
Very good. Well, I wanted Maricel to come on and talk with us because I think there's a lot of misunderstandings out there about some of the different things that people can do for travel and vacation. And as I said, Cruise Elite's helped me with some of my travel and in some very nice vacations. So what are some of the things that people don't realize? I guess part of it is, you know, the function of the travel agent. You know, it used to be all travel, or, you know, a lot of airlines and a lot of things had to go through, you know, kind of that, and then the airlines changed what they did, and kind of the travel agent's role has evolved over time. So I guess the first and maybe one of the most important questions for people to understand working with a travel agent is, what's the role? Does it cost more? What can you do to help people? Because, you know, people really need to take some time off and enjoy themselves and make those memories. I hear that you are a big believer in investing in your memories.
Yes, we are. You can never remove that. You can always take that with you, basically. A lot of times we just buy material things for our family, our children. They play with it for a couple of weeks, forget about it. When you go on a vacation, especially a multi-generational one, you may have grandparents, parents, and grandkids, and they'll remember that beyond the 2 weeks. They'll take that away. My children remember growing away from when they were little, and that's still what they talk about. They don't talk about the Power Ranger that they got several years ago, but they'll always remember that.
That's very good. Well, I can tell you that my kids asked me about one of our trips we've gone on where Cruise Elite helped me with it. They asked, when are we going again? And they remember it. It's very much what you said, Maricel. It's what they remember is that vacation, that time. And I'm like, golly, it wasn't like it was a month. It was, you know, I think 4 or 5 days, but they remember that.
And that's important.
That's excellent. That's what we're after. I want to make those memories. That's what we're going to do. We have more travel lined up. So they can go to your website, cruiseelite.com.
Yes, sir.
And they can also call the number 67 locally, 386-673-2473.
And like us on Facebook.
Yes,
Cruise Elite, Inc.
Now, talk to me a little bit, my listeners, Maricel, about the role of the travel agent. Can you get deals that we can't? Can you find stuff that I can't find? Can I go on the internet and just type around and look for stuff and just, you know, book things online myself? Am I getting myself a better deal, or is it, can you help me actually not only plan a better cruise or a better trip, but help me make the most of my dollars?
Definitely. We either, the worst case scenario, you're going to get the same pricing that is online, but many times either the cruise lines or different wholesalers have given us better pricing, different promotions that are not available online.
Really?
Some of our wholesalers have contracted rates with hotels.
So you've got an in. So you've got an in, Boris.
Yes, we do. Just yesterday, I saved my clients. We were looking at a hotel rate versus my wholesaler rate, and just for a short two-night stay, I saved them over $100.
Wow. And, well, you know, I always wondered that. I said, you know, can I call just, I mean, people think this kind of stuff, Maricel. Can I just call the hotel and get a better rate than going through the agent?
Not necessarily.
How about that?
And also, after you book with us, we continue to monitor the sailing, the rates. I have saved my clients thousands of dollars sometimes just because they'll put on a resident promotion, a senior rate, or any other type of promotion where we can lower the rate, we gladly do so.
That's very good. Well, I know that having worked with your travel agency that you've done that for me. You know, I've gotten upgrades. You've watched it. You've helped me. That's cool. That's great. That, I mean, that's, people want personal service. I don't want to have to go on the internet and figure all that stuff out. Maybe it's good just to kind of find out what's out there, you know, go and just kind of dabble and look at what's there. But to be able to have somebody guide me and help me know, and you say, well, yeah, we've had other people stay there, but, or we had some that have, and it wasn't a good experience, you know, that real world experience, because you're living it every day.
Yes, we are. And when we travel, we also use various tour operators throughout the world. So we have firsthand knowledge of when we recommend something, whether it's truly going to be a better value or good service for you. We just don't say this is the hotel you should stay at based on pricing. We truly research it, have stayed there ourselves, or have sent our clients there.
That's very good, because, you know, it's hard to know until you get there. And that must be quite a sacrifice for you, Maricel, to have to go and do. You know, I read in your bio, is this real? You've gone on over 70 cruises?
Yes. And actually, I met my husband on a Royal Caribbean ship. And it's the love of travel that actually brought us together, and we've continued doing that.
I love it. Well, Maricel Aleman is our guest, Vice President, Cruise Elite, cruiseelite.com. We're going to talk more with her after this quick break about travel, so stay right there.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Maricel Aleman is my guest. She is Vice President of Cruise Elite, cruiseelite.com. And there, you're on US-1.
Yes.
Okay, that interesting, different little building off to the left on the west side of the street, two stories.
Yes, it is. We're just north of the bowling alley.
Very good. North of Granada.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. So let's say somebody says, look, I haven't, because I did this when I reached out to your travel agency. I haven't taken enough vacations. I need to rest. And I reached out to your travel agency and said, I need some help. I need to take some breaks. There's a couple different ways people can approach this. They can say, here's what I want to do, or here's how much money I have to spend. Okay. And I, being the financial guy, of course, you know which one I did. Here's my budget. Now I want to do something. Maybe I want to do something. You know, I want to go to the islands, and here's how much money I want to spend. Or I want to do some travel. I want to go to the Northeast. It's hot in August in Florida. I want to go up to Maine. Help me find something. So is that a good way to do it? Is that, I guess, can you accommodate people trying to stick within a particular budget and or help them make some smart decisions?
Well, that's definitely where we start. One of our questions that we always ask our clients is, what do you want to spend? Where is your budget? Because then that will give us a better way to actually give you a better value, because we will research what is in your budget and obviously tell you whether that will be even feasible for you to do.
So you'll tell somebody, no, you can't go to New Zealand on $1,000.
Correct.
It's not happening.
That's okay. Correct. We'll be realistic in telling you what you can and cannot do within your budget, and give you other options then. Because maybe you have this dream vacation of going to Europe on $4,000, including air, and that's not going to be feasible in the summer. There may be other times of the year that you can do it.
Okay.
We just sent a client to a river cruise for over $5,500, including air, but they're leaving in a couple of weeks. So seasons have definitely something to do with it as well. And there's lots of different ways we can look at it and give you options of where we can send you.
Now, it's not just going international. There's a lot of things to do here in the States.
Yes, there is. I mean, we have a beautiful country from coast to coast. We can send you to the West Coast, to San Francisco. We can send you to the national parks. And Alaska's becoming a very popular destination.
For cruises as well as for
land.
Traveling the interior. And,
yes, and we can do it both ways. Not only do you... can have to do a cruise to Alaska, but you can do land only or do a combination of both. And that is a wonderful bucket list item.
I would definitely put that on my list. And that would also be true going over to Europe with some of the river cruises and stuff. You could do some of the traveling around the area on land, so to speak, and then also get into the river and do some of the river cruises. That would be fascinating to me.
That is becoming very popular. We can help with the pre and post cruise packaging. To anywhere in the world. Actually, Australia, New Zealand as well is becoming a new hotspot to go to.
We were going to maybe go to Australia a few years back, and then my wife and I decided to start a family. So we said, okay, we'll wait on Australia. But that's still on the list. But I think sometimes people, we always think the grass is greener, meaning we've got to go somewhere far away. But there's a lot of neat things to do in the United States and be at all these different types of things we can do. So... what's the best thing to recommend to somebody who says, okay, I need a break? You mentioned about becoming more productive when we were talking about your coming on. Tell us about this, about taking a break. This is for all you type A's out there. I'm not one of those kind of those people. But no, of course I am. I'm very tightly wound, and that's why I take breaks. But to those people that need a break, help them understand, because you got to sell them on it, Maricel. Sell them on the fact they're going to be more productive.
There is a study that just came out that vacations make you 82% more productive in your place of employment. So just imagine, everybody needs to take a vacation, get away. Even if it's a short break, you can get away for a weekend. It does not have to be a full week anywhere. Depends on what you like to do. Some people like to be active. Some people just like to relax. So you can either do either one of those things, and we can help you depending on what your lifestyle is and what you're looking for.
I like that. My wife and I have a running joke. It's actually my joke, or maybe it's her joke on me, but we always have this argument where she wants to go on vacation, and she likes, okay, let's go do this and this, and it's got to be every moment, every second, and I'm like, I didn't go on vacation to run a marathon. We're going to relax here a little bit, but we always kind of go back and forth on wanting to do both, traveling and doing new things, but also having time just to sit and relax.
Well, that's the great part about cruising, and that you'll discover, is that you can do things together, you can do things apart, you can do as much or as little as you want. So it gives you a lot of flexibility and being more of an all-inclusive factor, because your meals are included, your shows are included. And there's fun for everyone.
I'm looking forward to that. Cruise Elite set up a cruise for me. I've never taken one, so I'm a little nervous, to be honest, but I'm also very excited, and it's also going to be a nice break. I'm doing a Disney cruise with the kids. Going to be good.
Disney is awesome.
All right. Let's do this. Let's take another quick break, and I want to ask Maricel about traveling internationally. Hey, is it safe? We'll talk about that. Stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply, or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we're back. You almost overheard me talking to Maricel about some other travel arrangements I want to make. Maybe next summer. I wanted to get to the question, which I think a lot of people have, Maricel, is that is about traveling international. It's your company, Cruise Elite. What are you seeing with people traveling international? Anybody have any problems with, you know, any safety concerns? Are there areas that maybe that were safe that aren't anymore? Are there places that you say definitely don't go? Or is it, you know, overall, is it pretty safe?
Europe as a whole at this point is pretty safe.
Okay.
We're sending clients to the major areas, London, Italy, Spain. There's been no problem. Of course, anytime that you travel anywhere, you have to be vigilant of what's going on. There may be pickpockets in certain areas.
Sure.
And we do give you
tips.
The
gypsies.
The gypsies, yes, they are. So you just have to be careful, but I mean, you could get...
That could happen walking down the street here.
In New York City, yeah. We've known people where they've had their wallets stolen off their back pockets. Mm. But you just have to, again, be vigilant about where you're going and what you... I mean, do not be flashy with anything, sure. But that's, again, anywhere here in the country as well.
Very good. And how about some of the hot spots like the Middle East? Can you go to the Middle East? Is it safe? Is that something that's common or...
Right now... Everyone is really watching it. Some of the cruise lines have pulled back from some of these areas. And the tour companies as well, they definitely will not send you into a place where they will fear for their clients or their ships or their staff as well. We also work with many of the tour companies, and they are looking at where they can send you and what's happening in each of these areas.
Okay. Now, how about some places where you couldn't go before or, you know, you would... have to be something special like China. Can you travel to China? Can I go to China? Can I go on a tour in China?
Yes, you can.
So that's wide open, ready to go.
It is. I mean, and there's different things you can do. You can go independently. We have some tours where there are semi-independently, where they give you a sense of sightseeing on your own, but they're taking you from point A to point B, so you're not worrying about the travel. They have the hotel set up for you, so you know you'll be in a good area and not have to worry about that. And that gives you some flexibility.
I like that. That's a nice approach. Because the thing I think sometimes people, you know, when something is very packaged or orchestrated as a program, they get worried. My wife and I have talked about this, about whether we want to do one of these, what do you call them? They're like packages?
Yes, they are tours.
The tours. Okay. And we're like, yeah, but we don't want to have, you know, to be too tight on a schedule. But if you've got some structure, but then I have the flexibility to go off and do what I want during, you know, the time, that's perfect.
There is different packages that include some sightseeing, or there's just ones that will set up the hotels. And then they'll have a person on land there that you can ask questions to, so that you feel you're not alone in these countries. And where am I going? Where is it safe to go to a restaurant? They'll be there to guide you as well.
Well, that brings up another point. If people have special dietary needs and things like that, that's obviously where, you know, having that kind of guided tour is helpful, because you can have that be part of the package.
Yes.
All arranged.
Yes. And that gluten-free allergies have become very popular now. Mm-hmm. And all the cruise lines have made concessions for it. They actually have a different area of the dining, of the kitchens, of the galleys.
Great.
So that definitely there will be no cross-contamination. And a lot of the restaurants as well.
And then when you're jumping over to the ship, when people take these cruises, they let the cruise line know that this is their need?
Yes, we always have a series of questions that we ask our clients, one of them being, do you have any medical or dietary needs that the ship should be aware of? Or if it's a land package as well, does anyone have to be aware of anything?
Very good. Very good. If you're just joining us, Maricel Alleman is our guest, Vice President of Cruise Elite, cruiseelite.com. They're in Ormond Beach, up on US 1, just north of Grenada, State Road 40. And let's take another quick break. We'll come back and continue talking about travel and taking vacations.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation, or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. So I've talked on the break with Maricel some more about some of the traveling, and Maricel Aleman is our guest, Cruise Elite, and I asked about families traveling together, Maricel. Are we seeing a trend where more and more, you know, grandparents and parents and children, they're going together, and maybe, you know, the old joke that, you know, I'm spending my kids' inheritance, but maybe you're spending it with them, you know? So you're seeing this becoming more and more, again, investing in the memories.
Yes, it multi-generational travel is becoming very popular, where you have grandparents, parents, and grandkids all joining together and getting away for whether it's a week or sometimes even less, like we spoke. It's either a weekend cruise or a longer one. Some grandparents are nice enough to even take their families again over to Europe.
Wow.
On longer cruises.
Nice.
And it's great again, because when you go on a cruise, especially with a multi-generational family, like we spoke earlier, you have the flexibility of the kids can go flow riding while grandma and grandpa are watching them. Everyone can be doing something differently, but then together, everyone's together at the dinner table. So you have the flexibility of spending time together, but not having to spend it 24/7 with everyone.
Yeah, I think most people would agree with that. That's a good idea. So talk about some of the things you're seeing in terms of cruising. I'm going to be doing my first cruise, so we'll hopefully everything goes beautifully and I want to do it again. I always get nervous getting out there on that boat, and I'm like, okay, am I trapped? But I know they've made major advances in how comfortable they are. So talk about some of the things that people can do on your typical cruise. Is there, you can have kind of like most cruises, is it most of it all inclusive where you pay kind of a one fee and then that's it? I mean, everything's covered, or is there some variability? What should people be looking out for when they plan a cruise?
Well, the cruise fare includes your room, which is like your hotel stay, your meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. There's always food. You'll never go hungry on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's shows and activities. There's always a production show each and every evening. They'll have different types of entertainment as well, where they'll have comedians come on board, jugglers, magicians, some different types of headliners. And then you have during the day, while the ship's at sea, they have all different types of activities where the kids' programs are all free. And depending on the ship, whether it's catering to a family or if it's catering to a middle-aged or older crowd, they'll have either lecturers on board, they'll have mixology classes, they'll have all, even on the celebrity class now, they have iPad, iLounges, so they'll have Apple products.
Nice.
And they'll give those types of lessons as well.
Now, a couple of, let's go to the vices. So they have gambling?
Of course. The casino loves your donations.
Okay. So you can gamble on a lot of these ships. And then,
yes.
How does it work with the adult beverages? How does that work?
Many of the cruise lines now have alcoholic packages where you can pay one price and it's unlimited alcohol for your cruise. Some of them have a 15 drink limit for the day, but I think
wow.
It's pretty much.
They call that the pickled package. You are pickled by the time the end of the day. 15 drink. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I always have this. This is part of my learning about new cruising, because I have all these old images in my mind of what I've heard people, you know, do. And, you know, with the dining and everything, I mean, you know, I always had this vision that you get on board and it's all buffet and they ring a bell and,
the cattle.
Yeah, and the boat tilts over when everybody runs to one side of the boat. But it's really pretty sophisticated stuff.
It is, and they have a lot of healthy eating options as well on board now at the different ships, and depending on the line and which areas even of the ships. On the Allure and Oasis class at the spa, they have a healthy eating area.
Nice.
So you have healthier choices. And basically, you don't have to just go to the buffet. You can go to the main dining room for breakfast and lunch, and that's actually one of my favorites because you're actually being served.
Nice.
And catered to instead of just having to get your own meals. And you can also order room service.
Well, that was the other thing I wanted to ask
you about.
So you can order room service. It's part of the price.
It is. It's included in the price. It's great to, you can order your room service the night before, let's say. And they have interactive TV, so you can either order it on the TV or give them a call or place your order outside your room. The evening before, they'll pick that up. They'll ring you before they come to your room to give you a wake-up call, bring you your breakfast. You can enjoy it out in your balcony, and that's a great way to start the day.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures online of these balconies. I mean, I was like, that's just too cool. You get your own little, you know, again, not everybody's got that depending on what you select.
Correct.
But it's a nice little thing to have. We did sign up for the balcony. It's called the veranda?
Yes.
Is that what you call it? Okay. You're learning all the cruising terms. But and how fast these boats go when they're cruising? It's like 20, 30 miles an hour? What do they do?
They do about 18, 19 knots most of the time.
So what do you translate that into miles per hour? It's a little more than that. A little more than that. I'll get an email on that, somebody telling me the exact number. But if you're just joining us, just having a nice, casual, fun conversation with Maricel Aleman, who is Vice President of Cruise Elite, talking about fun stuff. Get out there, go on a vacation, travel. One more quick break. Got to get the, you know, got to get the financial stuff in. Got you thinking about money so we can pay for the trips, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. And so Maricel Aleman's been my guest. She's Vice President of Cruise Elite, and she is an advocate for taking vacations, not just because that's what she does, but also because she's concerned that you were sharing on the break with me, Maricel, that, you know, people sometimes they wait and they get older. Maybe they have the financial resources, maybe even more financial resources than maybe when they're younger and during their working years. But then maybe they can't travel as easily. It's harder mobility wise and stuff, right?
Yes, it is. And we have experienced these ourselves with our guests, as well as seen it ourselves on board many of the ships when we travel. Now is the time when they're in your early 40s and 50s that you can hike and climb and be able to see the world and really enjoy it. Sometimes, unfortunately, as we get older, we have some health issues that prevent us. We just took a group over to Ireland this summer, and were 12 guests. I was the youngest, and one of the activities we did was crossing a rope bridge in Belfast, and you had to walk a mile over to the bridge and then walk it. There was only five of us that were able to do it.
How about that?
So that's, again, a lot of them missing that beautiful scenery and being able just to be up on that rock later
on. To seek, to strive, and not to yield. Yeah, well, you know, I think that a lot of people look at cruising and traveling and doing these things as something that they do, you know, when they've done their work and they say, okay, I'll do that when I have more time, I have more money. But I can vouch for what you're recommending, Maricel, and also, of course, your company, Cruise Elite, that I've been able to get away in. Because what I do is pretty demanding with the work I do. And it's, you know, it's a lot of responsibility handling people's money. And I need a break just like anybody else. And it's really helpful to come back after a break. And so I'm looking forward to my cruise. It's coming up in December. And to be able to just hit the reset button. And then what I have found when I take a break like that, I come back, all that noise and clutter that was in my mind, you know, a lot of that's kind of gone away. And what's left is the real important stuff. And that's what I get. Now, of course, I also get to make a memory with the family that the kids will be talking about, hopefully, you know, for many years to come. But that's the heart of it.
And that is, I mean, when you come back ready to face whatever it is you have in front of you, and you've had just a mental break. When you're relaxing on vacation, you're not thinking about what's going on in the office, what are the phone calls that I have to make.
Well, I still will think about it a little bit, but I've got a Cracker Jack staff. So they do a great job. And for my clients who listen to the program, you guys are in great hands. When I'm out of the office, there are 14 good, hardworking people here that keep everything going and keep the boat afloat, so to speak. So, all right, Maricel, I really am glad you came to talk with us, and you'll have to let us know when you hear of good opportunities that we can mention on the program. Maricel Aleman is our guest, Vice President of Cruise Elite. CruiseElite.com is a website. Thank you, Maricel.
Thank you, David, for having me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.